Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
Thank you for reminding me. She says our names at the end because this is a new feature on Allie and DZ, and I keep forgetting and cutting her off. Good morning. We started in the show with little victories, everybody.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I've got to say, dun, 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 my dun. Little victory is, honest to God, this has felt like the longest week of my life. I don't know why. I made it to Friday. I know that it's little victories are little. Did I steal yours? You just winced like I stole yours. I mean, it's that serious for me this week. Like, I was waiting for today. Like, bruh. I've been waiting to go to bed. Does that make sense?
Listen, I've been waiting for Friday so much, I dipped into it early on Thursday.
What do you mean?
I went night as early as like 6 o'clock.
You did what I did.
I think, man, honestly, I feel like I looked at the clock and I went, is it 9? And then my brain went, no, Poppy, it's 6 p.m. And I went, but it feels like 9.
See?
So I went to bed.
See what I said?
I went to lay down in the room, I should say. I ain't go to bed, but no.
And you thought it was 10 p.m., didn't you?
I passed out. All of a sudden, it was like 10. And then Sammy was no longer next to me watching TV. I was like, ¿qué está pasando? What's going on? And then checked my phone. I was like, everything's all blurry. I'm like, wait. I feel like I responded to messages I don't remember responding to.
And you made it. You went right back to sleep.
I dipped into Friday early. That's what
good.
I mean.
Good for you. I'm proud of you. We switched lives because you had been out at Bucks games all week. I was out living my best life late last night at a fundraiser. So when I got home at 11:30, I was like, good night.
And fundraisers, beautiful.
Oh, no, it was a great cause. Gals on the Go Project. I'll talk about it more on the show.
That sounds cool.
It was fun, and I'll tell you more about it later. But I was ready for Friday.
Night.
When I had to drive home, I drove home last night from Okachi Lake. That's out there.
That's a distance.
So I got home, and I was like, okay. Good night. Friday is tomorrow. And my friends were like, you have to work in the morning. I go, it's Friday. We have a 4-hour show. I got this.
I'll push through.
Let me get through the day. Please, God.
We got this.
We got this. So yeah. Little victories is happy Friday.
Wepa.
Morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. 103.7. Kiss FM. How are you, DZ?
I feel good.
I do too. I'm happy we made it to Friday.
We're here.
November 15th. It's the middle of the month.
Yeah, it really is smack dab in the middle, ain't it?
One more week, and then it's Thanksgiving week. I had to think about this. I always have to look at my calendar, because we're going towards the end of November this year.
If you're wondering why the stores are getting hectic, that's why.
It's officially okay to put up your Christmas tree this weekend.
I don't know about all that.
It is.
I don't know.
It's November 15th.
No,
it's approved.
You're actually right, because...
I feel like that.
Because Deer District's turning to Cheer District starting today.
Oh, they are? And my neighbor was putting up his lights. I saw him, and I was like, before it gets too cold.
About that time, ain't it, my man?
It's time.
Yeah, it is.
It's time.
For them Christmas lights.
Oh, you didn't hear them reading at the Mariah Carey reference? It's time.
You didn't hit the falsetto high enough. It went right over my head. Oh, there it is.
I can barely hit it, but my kids do.
I'm surprised you hit it, though.
I can't believe it's time. Maybe I can sing and I just didn't know.
Okay.
Nobody's ever, I've never had a singing lesson. I've never tried. I've always just said I couldn't sing.
Is that the next endeavor?
It's time!
Maybe not.
Oh my God,
maybe
am not. I going to be on Broadway? Am I going to be the next star of the local, like, high school productions? Am I going to be the
high
one?
School.
Like, when they have the old people, they need a couple old people to play parts. Is that me?
If Hudson gets into theater, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be you. Playing somebody's mom, a.k.a.
It's
Hudson's.
Time!
Get out of here.
And we will not play Mariah Carey because then it will be stuck in your head and it will annoy the hell out of
you. You might have already got some people mad.
In fact, I'm mad. And I didn't even, you know what
I
mean? I
don't do Christmas music. I don't.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Unless it's like snowing the day before and my kids are like, ooh, we're in the mood. But otherwise, I'm like, no.
If it's Christmas music for me, it's in Spanish.
Oh, that's fair. Mm-hmm. I do NSYNC, Merry Christmas.
Because it's playing in every store you're shopping in and you're like, all right.
Facts. Whatever. Why does every store play NSYNC and Mariah Carey at the holidays? Merry Christmas.
I swear it's an inside job.
Happy holiday. Why?
I'm convinced they're back there live actually singing.
They might be nowadays.
That's how they make the money. They're moonlighting
then
at holiday stores.
They wave to Backstreet Boys and go, get in here. And then new kids show up.
Get over here.
Oh my God. Okay, you ready for the question of the day?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
It's time to talk about comfort foods, baby. Because, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to be more specific. Favorite soup. Favorite soup.
Oh,
go.
Favorite soup.
And the reason I brought up your favorite soup, and if you don't like soup, that's fine. Call and say that. If you don't like the texture, the heat, whatever. I have talked about this keto Zuppa Toscana soup
I
make.
You have. You have.
I bought all the ingredients. Still haven't made the damn thing. Today is the day, DZ. Italian sausage.
Good.
I use turnips. They taste just like potatoes once you put them in the soup.
Really?
Because they soften. And then you got a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got turnips, Italian sausage, and it's like half and half, and it becomes this creamy. Oh, it's so phenomenal.
Yeah.
So the keto Zuppa Toscana is my favorite. Pre-keto, I would tear up the broccoli cheddar of Panera. I'm not going to lie.
Broccoli cheddar is a good option. Pretty solid.
Good stuff.
Good stuff right there.
So pre-keto, broccoli cheddar all day. And once in a while, I can eat a broccoli cheddar if it's not got a lot of carbs. It's a reasonable.
I was going to say, cheddar's not.
You got to be careful, though, eating other people's soups. You never know what's in them.
Who puts what in
I got to make my own.
You got to make your own. I understand.
But if it's not the Zuppa Toscana that I make, then it's the broccoli cheddar. So let's go favorite soups because it's, you know, chili's going to be made.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Chili is not a soup.
Right. So is this not count?
No.
It doesn't count in the soup.
No.
I want to.
No. But nobody better. And if your chili is soupy, that's a problem.
Let's set the ground rules for the soup. Okay. So no chili.
No chilies.
And I agree. If it's soupy, no.
No, that's not chili then.
Ramen doesn't count. Anything like that doesn't count either, does it?
Ramen counts?
Oh, no. Ramen does count if it's in a soup.
No, I hear what you're saying,
no.
though, because.
It's got to be a soup.
It's
got to simmer for a second.
Yeah.
And so ramen doesn't simmer. And I don't even eat ramen.
It just softens the noodles that are all, yeah. Okay, I'm following. Yeah,
I guess ramen don't count. So, DZ, I want you to figure out what your favorite soup is. You guys can text or call at 414-533-1037. What is it, D? Do you have, I mean, are you a soup guy?
I'm not a big soup guy.
Okay.
No, honestly, I do like soup when maybe I'm feeling under the weather. Or if the weather's feeling under itself.
Mm-hmm.
Nice cold, you know, some little soup. But I like thick soups. Meaty, hearty.
I just thought of one for you.
Potatoes, beef.
Same.
You know what I'm saying? It's got to have like thick chunks.
You want a beef stew almost.
Almost like a beef. If it's not a stew,
yeah.
I want like a chowder. One of my favorites though.
Oh, chowders. That's a good one.
If we're out and about, chicken and wild rice. Slaps. Chicken and wild rice. Slaps. I'll say it again. Chicken and wild rice. Slaps.
I support chicken and wild rice.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And you know the other one that surprised me? I didn't know. I didn't think I'd like it. I didn't have it till adulthood. And somebody made it for me and I was like, oh, this is phenomenal because it sounds gross. Pea soup.
Nope.
You put the ham and the ham bone. Oh, I thought it'd be disgusting. It was phenomenal. I don't even like peas.
You lost me.
Oh, so good.
No. Refuse.
Okay.
Hard refusal. No, thank you.
Oh, now everybody's texting in. Natalie of Menominee Falls said mushroom bisque from Cafe Zuppa. But very specific.
I could try it.
Somebody said the chicken gnocchi from like Olive Garden. They just made it last night.
Ooh, I like me a little gnocchi.
Carl and Indy said, does ramen count? No.
Nope.
And Gina texted in and said, potbelly chicken pot pie soup is amazing. I actually support that you're giving the restaurant because now I've got new stuff to try.
What's the chicken pot pie soup?
The potbelly chicken pot pie. And there's a potbelly in Brookfield. Is there still one downtown on the by the Grand Avenue? Or is
yeah,
that
there
one?
Is.
So there's two at least.
There's two.
So I don't know. The chicken pot pie soup. Try it out, DZ.
Never had it.
Eddie in Waukesha says French onion all day. I was waiting for somebody to say French onion. That's a hot one.
Yeah, a little dip your sandwich up in that French onion soup or something.
We have one big one missing, and Stephanie and Jackson wrote in.
Well, I mean, I'm
tomato.
Sure there's a bunch.
Tomato.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
You guys, and somebody's saying a seafood bisque. I can't wait to see what everybody says. Okay, we're doing favorite soups in the honor of almost winter.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so it's inspired by the fact that I have soup I'm supposed to make 3 days ago, and I haven't made it yet.
Today's the day, though.
Today's the day, man. The Zuppa Toscana, the keto one. I can't wait.
Hopefully.
DZ likes a hearty soup. That's
Gotta
what
be.
We learned.
Stew, chowders. Mm.
Ooh, Nancy texted in chicken tortilla soup. Yum.
I've never had a chicken tortilla soup.
You haven't? Ooh, yum. Mm-hmm. And Monica in Kenosha said, my favorite soup is dun-dun-dun, New England clam chowder.
Oh, snap. You park your car at the car park.
Let's go to Kelly in Sussex this morning.
Got the homie on the line?
Yes.
Oh, snap. I can't. Oh, there it is.
There it is. We're talking your favorite soups. You can even shout out a restaurant if you want.
Ooh, dang.
Kelly, who's got the right stuff?
Good morning. I do.
Oh, you make a good soup?
Okay.
I do. I make an amazing potato and bacon soup. Mm. It's rich. It's creamy. It's just delicious.
It's a baked potato soup. Yum.
I support fully, but I got to be honest. I don't believe you until I try it.
I know.
Fingers crossed, arms crossed.
I think we know what you're dropping off. She'll make some when you drop it off, girlfriend.
Say less.
Absolutely.
All right. Received. Thank you, Kelly.
Yep. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in chicken dumpling.
What is it about a dumpling and some warm water with a little chicken that just makes it so
good.
Flavorful.
Heidi's in Richfield, though. Let's go to her next. Good morning, Heidi. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. All right. What type of soup are you in love with?
So I have made tomato bisque a bunch of times from home, and I always have to put like Dave's Insanity hot sauce in there because I like a lot of spice.
Wait. Uh-huh. What's the difference between a tomato bisque and a tomato soup? Tell me, is one
what's a bisque?
Is that's what I'm saying? Is one thicker, or are you just making it sound fancy? Like, you know how hiking is just walking? Is it like
but
fancy
on elevated
soup?
Ground?
Is it fancy soup?
What makes a bisque a bisque? Because there's
you.
So many different bisques, and I don't know what that bisque is.
Heidi, go.
I don't know that bisque.
I usually put like cream, so it looks it's not
thicker.
So yeah.
It's thicker. It's a smooth, creamy Highlands. Yes, okay. A bisque is a French pronunciation. A smooth, creamy, highly seasoned soup of French origin.
Oh oui, le bisque.
Oh, we're saying bisque.
It's bisque.
It can be made from lobster, crab, shrimp. Oh, we're not even saying bisque is. We're not even the right realm.
We're not. Yeah, we're just out here.
We're using bisque wrong because
Americanizing.
Of the creamy.
I'll take it though.
What is a bisque versus a chowder? They're both creamy. Cream-based soups, but most often feature seafood. It's their consistency that defines them.
Oh, Heidi, you're helping us learn today.
Heidi, I feel smarter all of the sudden.
Really?
But if you don't want to make your own tomato soup, check out Cafe Hollander. They have a really good one with their grilled cheese or stuff like that.
Okay.
Ooh, I hope my wife's not listening because then I know what we're doing for dinner.
Received. Cafe Hollander. You know I go there once in a while.
Delicious.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Good one, Heidi. Good pull.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Heidi.
Taught us something today.
Look at everything we're learning about bisques.
Oui, oui.
And chowders. And geez. All right. You know who's in Calabama. Lord help us.
Oh, my. What in the chowder does this man have?
He better not say chili. He better not try to break the rules. Or ramen.
You know he's probably going to try to say chili.
Ryan.
We break the rules every day.
That's true, Ryan, in Calabama. Listen, or Caledonia, however you want to call it. But Ryan.
Mayor of Calabama.
What is your favorite type of soup? I can't even pick.
Roadkill stew.
I told you he puts a whole animal in his.
Roadkill.
I told you. Did I not say off air? This man probably puts a whole animal in his soups.
And it's probably more than one. Roadkill stew? Are
what
you
is
kidding
that?
Me?
What?
I call it roadkill stew because it's just deer. it's venison, but mine come from the road normally. I get road kills more than I go hunting. Oh, so I'm like, God. I'm not hunting anymore. Screw it. I'm just going to get my road kills.
All right.
You are so a small town.
That's Wisconsin,
you,
boy.
Dude. I couldn't. Let me go get my road kill.
Why not?
Road kill stew.
So Cousin Eddie.
This,
oh, my God.
This is...
So don't have to waste my time in a deer stand wasting money on all this camouflage and orange
ammo,
stuff.
Fair trip, yeah, gas, fair food. You trying to get
all
food anyway?
Mm-hmm. It's all the same stuff.
Yeah.
This man's a forager.
Allison and Economwalk texted in and said beer cheese soup. Never had that one.
Sounds good, though.
Ooh, that's a good one,
that
too.
Sounds good. Sounds like you could dip something into that, too.
Yeah.
I'd say I'd try the roadkill stew, but that's more my father-in-law speed. I ain't going to lie to you, Ryan.
Deer venison, potatoes, carrots. Celery.
Listen, you like
crackers.
A stew. We crackers. No. The crackers come at the end.
Chris is going yum. My father-in-law. He went, yes, yes.
Sounds like me and your father-in-law need
hang out.
Anybody hang out with you, Ryan? You're the one we have to hide from our family. You know when you date someone, you gotta hide them. I'm kidding, Ryan. I'm kidding.
We love you, man.
I know you are.
We love you.
You know they come hang out with me more than you.
Get out of here, Ryan, man. Have a great day in your roadkill stew.
Happy Friday.
Yay, yay. Peace.
Somebody texted in and said, you guys got ramen twisted. Not talking about the packages of ramen. You got to make authentic ramen.
I get that.
I don't even know how to make authentic ramen.
I understand the difference. I was thinking of authentic ramen.
Oh, I was not.
But it still doesn't feel like it's a soup after you explain it like that.
It's pasta.
Mm-hmm. It's got pasta in it.
It's like chili, which I guess is not pasta, but people add pasta to chili, which is another argument for another day. Well, we'll have that argument... When football season's ramped up in December, January, we'll have...
Me getting football jacked up. I was like, this is a different argument, Allie.
We'll have the chili noodle argument another
debate.
Day, because you know I will have that with you. Last but not least, I miss her. Wait, a what guy?
Mm-hmm. I'll say what I said. We'll have the debate
a
later.
A rice guy?
We'll have the debate later.
Okay, I thought you said racer. So I was like, wait, what'd you
say?
No,
rice. Rice. I like rice in my chili.
All right, let's go to Amanda and Racine. I feel like it's been a minute.
It has.
Where's your dad?
Raising her kids?
We're going to need you to stop raising your kids and call in more. I'm sorry.
This is rude.
I really
have
been. That's what's been happening, honestly.
She mother and a wife? What's wrong with you?
Well, she had a baby, and then she disappeared. I'm like, rude. Who
probably
cares?
Working in between that.
The
what's wrong with you?
Fine. Yeah. Put them in the high chair and call.
Just put it on speaker.
We have been doing
F them kids.
A couple months ago, I actually ran over a squirrel, and I offered Ryan and Calabama to have that. Roadkill.
Did he come get it?
I cried about it first, and then I laughed about it and told him about it.
Amanda, stop.
Please don't do that ever again, Amanda.
Amanda, no.
Let that man stick to the deer only. Leave the squirrels alone.
Whoever texted in cauliflower cheese soup, Zupas has a great one. I love the cauliflower from Zupas, but I got to be careful not eat too much of it.
Because it's better than the broccoli, right?
Well, because it's the only one I think I can eat from the
soup. Well, that's what I'm saying. Probably better carb-wise.
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amanda, what kind of soup is your favorite?
Yeah, so mine is the chicken gnocchi from Olive Garden.
Yes.
I always get extras, too. Like, you know, they're really picky about giving you leftovers.
Because
but
they
I
know.
Will still ask.
No, I have a friend that used to do this, and it was so awkward. And she'd ask for a full bowl and not touch it and then go, can you wrap it up? And I'd be like, stop.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Just take a couple bites. This is embarrassing.
Hold on. Amanda.
Well, they say it's a waste of time for the server, by the way, too.
I'm in a moment right now. Yeah. Amanda, Allie, isn't gnocchi pasta?
Yes.
So technically, by the definition we gave...
Oh, sorry, Amanda.
Oh, Amanda, don't count.
Goodbye.
They don't count.
Never mind. Nope. Never mind.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, what's the problem today?
Problem is working with an ex. But you think it's like a we already work together situation.
Uh-huh.
Nah. Get his young lady a name, please.
Oh.
I think this is protection worthy.
Oh, she needs to be in the witness.
Kissmas witness protection program.
Okay, we're going to call her Sophia.
Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia's such a pretty
Sophie
name.
Sophie works too.
No, Sophia. I like Sophia. It's a good name.
Sophia.
All right, so Sophia got offered a job with her ex.
Okay.
Basically.
Uh-huh.
Says Allie and DZ. So I was seeing this guy for a while, a few months, and he works at a certain restaurant that I'm good friends with the manager at.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I've been trying to get a new job bartending / serving for a while now. Me and the manager at that restaurant saw each other the other night, and he offered me a job there. they're short-staffed and need experienced people badly. Now, this ex is someone that, like I said, was seeing for a few months. We got along really well, didn't think anything was going badly until he ghosted me out of nowhere. Unfortunately, I know it's going to look bad on me getting the job there, but he knows I'm close with the manager, and I've been applying for places for far too long. Am I psycho for taking the job? If I do, I'm really not taking, she says, I'm really not taking it to get back or even close to him, although I do secretly hope it makes him uncomfortable seeing me daily. Sophia says, at the end of the day, I need the money. There's going to be tension, but it may help us become friends, or will we just look crazy? She says, we. I'm not sure. I just don't know how to approach this.
So wait,
help, Sophia.
She used to date the boss, basically?
No.
She's going to work with somebody that she used to date.
Manager's a homie. The boss is a homie.
Got it.
That she saw the other day, and the manager was like, hey, girl, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you still looking for a job? Sophia went, you know I am, man. Yeah. It's hard out here for a pimp.
Totally.
Manager friend said, listen, we need people. Mm-hmm. Just come up. The manager already knows that they're exes. I guarantee it. The manager must, you know, really need people that badly.
Doesn't
She's
care.
Like, girl, Sophia, we need you. Knows your work ethic. If the money's the money, and this, you need the money.
So what do you think she should do?
Take the job.
Really?
100%. 100%.
So wait, let me get this straight. She's going to work with somebody that ghosted her, correct?
Yes. That means you guys clearly, whatever happened, fizzled out, ran its course, and there was no conversation
that
I had out of it.
So they got to stare at you every day. Great. You see me now, don't you?
Only thing I don't like is that you secretly do have some desire for him to see you and make you and just make the situation uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You got to go in that without that energy because otherwise it's going to affect that job. Mm-hmm. You don't think you're going to do it, but you're going to find yourself trying to impress them somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like you going to a new job where, one, you already know somebody, and two, you actually
dated.
Know somebody.
Yeah, that's so awkward.
Mm-hmm. When you know somebody standing up, it's different. But when you know somebody laying down, it's another situation.
That's so true.
You feel me?
I dated a coworker when we broke up. It was the worst thing ever when we broke up. I was 25. He worked behind the scenes at Kiss.
Awkward.
And when we broke up, my God, it was awful. Like, we dated for like 6 months, and then we had to see each other. And like, we couldn't stand each other. It was a nightmare. And when you're 25, you're also young. And you're like, I would never want to work with somebody I dated. I don't even think I'd want to work with somebody I'm dating. Does that make sense?
I do feel that. No, I do feel
honest
that.
To God,
it could get weird.
It would be annoying. It's like you need your breaks.
But it's one, see here, in the situation you had, close working relationship, that gets awkward.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't feel like when are you often bringing stuff to a table together with another server? I've never been a server.
That's true, actually.
You're kind of on your own. And then, you might run into each other, walk past each
you
other.
You pass each other.
But unless you're sitting there looking to aim for a conversation, which doesn't feel like that's the case, you also shouldn't be secretly hoping that he's uncomfortable when he sees you.
You got to let it go. You got to be like, this isn't going to affect me.
People hate confrontation. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got ghosted because he just hated confrontation. Mm-hmm. The relationship fizzled out, and that was his way of saying goodbye. He never thought y'all would ever work together.
Which means he's the uncomfortable one anyway, because he's thinking about it like in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I see what you're saying.
And another thing, the manager's already, and if it's a good manager, they're going to give that worker a heads up. Hey, just so you know, Sophia's coming back. Or maybe, I don't know about coming back, but Sophia's going to be coming in.
Right.
If you take the job, which I say you do, you need the money, and boo-boo.
Do it.
Here you are.
It's not your fault he ghosted you.
No.
Ashley in Milwaukee said, girl, get that money.
Thank you.
I get that for sure. Why not?
And
right?
Unless you're going in it with that energy of secretly hoping, because it's going to get messy, then I say don't. Then I say keep the hunt. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. The money's not worth it if you're going in there secretly with negative energy for him, because there's going to be negative energy for you.
Absolutely. Courtney texted in, said, the guy is already a ghost to you, right?
Ding,
doesn't
ding,
even
ding.
Exist. Take the job. It's about you, not him. Pretend you don't even know him and let him set the tone for how it's going to be. Courtney, I've met you before. I knew I liked you. Yes, honey.
Sophia's lying, though.
What do you mean?
Sophia's lying. She's secretly taking a job to see him. I'm sorry. I don't believe
it. I was going
to say. I can read between the lines on that.
Okay, I was wondering if you were going to go there and say.
I don't want to, but I think she does.
She secretly is going to get excited about seeing him.
Yeah, she secretly already is.
Damn it.
Yeah,
all right. 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, whoever texted in sounds like a perfect scenario for a stalker. She might be stalking him. They're saying because she's going to work where her ex that ghosted her worked. She must be a stalker.
And that's why she's asking. She goes, at the end of the day, I need the money, but am I going to look crazy? Maybe we could be, maybe it will help us become friends. She's way too hopeful in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking on the back end, I'm saying, girl, get the money, chase the paper, do you. This is about the money, it's about the money, it's about the money. I don't think it's only about the money.
Ah.
And it has to be only about the money for this to work, Sophia.
Okay.
Or else you got to just hold out and
or
get a job
anywhere
else.
Or else you're going to hurt your own feelings when you work with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, as a restaurant owner, I'm not buying the experienced server not being able to find a job at another restaurant.
Ooh, and she call them out.
She signed it Tia in Waukesha. I wonder if that was supposed to be an L, Leah. I don't know if it was a typo or her name's Tia.
What's wrong with Tia?
T-E-A-H. I feel like we've gotten stuff from Leah in Waukesha and it might be a typo. But
maybe it's Taya.
Maybe it's Taya. Either way, that'd be pretty too.
Not as lit.
Let's go to the phones. You know what? I'm going to start with Trish in Waukesha this morning. Hi, Trish. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Hey. Ooh, fun. Came in fiery.
I like it. Hi, Trish. What's your advice for Sophia? Should she go work at this restaurant with her ex who ghosted her?
It's going to be good.
Honestly, it's all about getting money. And when it comes down to it, she should worry about her getting the job and getting the money.
Mm-hmm. Does the ex matter then?
The ex doesn't matter.
The ex doesn't matter.
The ex doesn't matter.
At all.
Yeah, he goes to her. He didn't think twice about her.
Yeah, but but doesn't mean she's not going to be anxious around him.
Mm-hmm. Right? And then honestly, taking the job, if you say, and it is about the money, and I agree with you 100%, that ex is still going to be there. And if she feels ghosted, she's going to want some type of closure. Mm-hmm. And at one point in time, she's not going to be able to handle it and going to go, why'd you ghost me?
Yeah.
Why'd you ghost me?
Yeah.
I can see it now, bro. I can see it now, and I'm going.
I feel that. But honestly,
yeah. That was a big gap. That was like, yeah, what?
Do you want to continue to look for a job, or do you want to have the job and get the money?
I actually hear that.
Because this is not something that you really need to focus on.
And maybe since you are friends with the manager, you can have this conversation, Sophia. And, you know, Trish, you actually inspired this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the manager, I'm going to keep looking for other work just because I don't necessarily want to work with this ex. But I need this paycheck. I need this paper now.
And if I'm the manager, now. I'm going to be like, I don't give a damn that's your ex. You're
right.
Working the shifts I give you or not.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know? But then you can keep looking for other work.
Yeah.
If you don't like where you're at or you don't have a job, you need something.
You can
take
find
this
a job yeah.
and then keep looking for another uh-huh. job. Leave the ex
right.
and the manager, homie. Whenever you get a better job.
Yeah,
I don't hate it, Trish. I don't
All
hate
right.
it.
Well, Trish, good advice. Thank you for calling.
No problem. I love you guys.
We love you back. Call again, Trish.
Yes.
I will, definitely.
All right, bye. Let's get you a song. Have a
bye.
Great day.
Bye. Tia texted in, said it is Tia.
Ah, see.
Pretty.
Pretty.
And then Amanda in Kenosha texted in, said, I see a red flag with this whole, I've applied to too many serving and bartending positions. Like, what? Isn't that where all the jobs are? Sounds like Sophie is just taking the easy way out and being a little selfish here.
Oh.
She's selfish.
Oh, when we get selfish.
She ghosted her. Now I'm getting defensive of Sophie. I'm like, she didn't even do anything. She's just trying to get a job.
When did this happen?
But you're right. It is a little strange going there. And it's going to look, even if she's not going there for the ex, it might look like that for the record.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
It's fair. 100% okay. fair. And that's what she's partly worried about. Duh.
Let's go to the guy who got engaged on our show to his fiance, Cheryl.
Ooh.
Hi, Adrian!
Good morning, good morning!
Morning! Look at that bounce in his step.
First ever proposal on this show. It was beautiful if you missed it. Sorry if you did. But hi, Adrian!
Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday!
Yes, happy sir. Friday.
Are we trying to help Sophia out, man? What do you think, Mr. Engaged?
Look, two things. One, if the intentions are pure, go get your money.
Okay.
Sophia, go get your money.
Yeah.
But if you're heading the wrong place, you're going to find yourself back to square one.
I was going to say, what if you're not focused and you just want the money? Like, what if you're there for him and the money?
You come in completely distracted, then you're not doing your job.
You're going to hurt your own feelings.
And hurt your job chances.
I'm going to say something that was told to me when I was a teenager.
Oh.
Plenty of fish in the sea. We're worrying about them.
Adrian, I thought you were going to go deeper than that. Yeah, I love you so much.
That's one of the deepest things anybody will ever hear. Look at him with his fish over there engaged and whatnot.
He found Cheryl. Look, that's true. What?
You can wake up in the morning, walk out the door, boom, you just met your future husband. You never know.
Never know.
Stop worrying about this man. He ghosted you. Obviously, he wasn't ready. Move on. Get your money. Don't worry about him.
And right. even if it is him and it's not the time, bro, because I could see in a crazy fairy tale land where y'all get back and connect and all of a sudden you guys get married yeah. and live a happy life. Don't worry about that, man. People worry about that too much.
And you know what? You are 100% right, DC, because guess what? If it's true, if it's meant to be, it will be.
Yes, sir.
Or you just go to the Quick Trip Hot Bar and there's lots of dudes there too, girl.
That part.
But anyway, sorry, guys. I had to throw that in.
That part.
Look, there's churches and bars too, just saying.
He said you got to pick your poison,
Adrian,
right?
Adrian, if I walk into a church, it's going to light on fire. Knock it off.
Adrian, we'll talk to you later. Well, I'll let you later, fam. Love, man. Peace.
You're lucky I know how to swim, because I will swim away when they drown me in the water.
Y'all are fun. I can't. I can't with y'all.
All right, let's go to, last but not least, Heather's in Sheboygan. Wait, no, Heather in Shorewood. Jeez, I'm losing it today.
Oh, it's the SH.
Shorewood.
Yes, Shorewood.
Shorewood, depending on what side.
Heather, I know Shorewood is you. I apologize. My bad.
It's fine.
Jen and Slingers texted in and said she has other intentions. Do we think?
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
We think she's going to work there to see her ex.
I mean, I'm driven by the fact that she wants to get to the money. And I'm like, yeah, do you. Get your money, young girl. But I don't think. The back end is saying she still feels that there's going to be some tension there. Mm-hmm. And it'll help you become friends is a very blanket statement for I hope we get a way back into what. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I don't like it anymore. But I don't know. Heather,
what do you think?
I don't know. I think she should take the job. Everybody in the restaurant industry is already sleeping with each other anyways. I mean, Allie, you used to be a bartender. You know this.
Hold on. When I was a bartender, I didn't sleep with any of the people that came into that bar.
I was
going to
say, is that a thing, dog?
I got hit on nonstop as a bartender.
Well, I mean, that's obviously common.
But that's because men are drunk and they're staring at one woman behind a bar, and so they're bugging you. But, like, I was just the only one that would listen to them in that moment.
I was the only one in my server days, too.
But hold on. I worked at a bar alone. So had there been a whole staff of young people, I probably would have gotten around. No doubt.
At a restaurant, busier.
It's like one of those professions where everybody, like gyms and people.
It's like high school. It turns weird and clicky.
So, yes, probably had I worked at a different bar with other people, I might have. So, yeah, Heather, I got you.
So she's saying everybody
gets with everybody in that business. That's what she's saying.
She might find a new boyfriend at this restaurant and then make the ex jealous.
See?
Heather, we get. Oh, I see. You was just cornerstoning to get petty. I see where you at.
She set us up to get to.
I like it.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's Allie and DZ, and we made it to Friday.
We here. Es viernes.
Ah, viernes. It's a miracle. Duolingo yelled at me the other day because I hadn't been on in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, we're going to break up with you. They say stuff like that.
They're like, wow.
You get notifications. It's like, if you don't come back and practice your Spanish, we're breaking up with you.
We're going to delete your account.
And I'm like, hold on.
Wait.
Spanish. Yes. Thank you, DZ. I said it in Spanish. That's right. No, but seriously, I've been trying to learn Spanish so I can communicate in Spanish with DZ and Sammy and Danny and even Aaron.
We got to pick up on our lessons, man.
We've been sucking at it. I've been terrible. We've had other problems on this show. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very busy around here. If you were listening yesterday, you know that Am I the Jerk was centered around the birthday party I went to last weekend.
Shout out Santino.
Santino and Sheboygan's party, and then his friend Jameel put his whole hand in the cake and fingered the thing, and then we were like, oh, this is disgusting.
The cake. Yes.
So we went off about it yesterday, and what was the consensus? That Jameel was...
He was the jerk. Jameel was the jerk, yeah.
So Jameel went and listened back and then left us a message, because you can leave us a message on the Odyssey app. I live for this.
Oh, dog, this is my favorite new feature, I swear.
I want to start doing... I was thinking about this yesterday, and we normally have these discussions off the air, but screw it. I think we should literally do the message of the week.
Yes.
And like maybe even throw a prize at someone.
I think that was a golden idea.
Wouldn't that be great? Just got
thrown out in conversation,
I think we should do it.
Yeah, that's a nugget,
like,
right there.
Once a week, we'll pick the best message.
Because
Carl and Indy, like, let's say, would have been the funniest message because he'd made a whole song this week.
He's currently the reigning champion.
Yeah, we don't have a prize for you, Carl. But if we did, it would be great.
I got a bag of Gripos for you, my boy.
There you go. Send him the chips he sent you. So you can leave us a message, though, on the Odyssey app.
AUDACY.
And it's right next when you go listen live on 103.7 KISS FM, which also gets you entered to win a trip to see Taylor Swift. Swift at the Eras Tour for listening for an hour.
By the way.
When you're on there, you can click send us a voice message. So here's what Jameel sent us when he went back and listened to Am I the Jerk? He was the subject of it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, wait. I'm not plugged in.
You're not ready.
Here we go again.
Dang it. And I didn't even
you
notice this time.
It really is Friday, you guys.
We
hold
here,
on.
We're making it 2 seconds. Give us two shakes.
Give
hold
me a
on.
Second.
One, two,
Give me a second.
Ready,
they,
go.
I heard a rumor we might get a producer, which is a freaking miracle. So
fingers
hold
crossed.
On. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Jameel is not the jerk. I'm just hearing this now. What Lisa isn't telling you is the piece that my knuckle went into, I ate it.
I love it how he sends his own, Jameel is not the, that's Jameel, everybody.
Third person answer. And it said the piece that Jameel, Jameel touched, I ate it. I mean, he ate it.
Unbelievable. And then Lala, you know, Destiny's wife.
Yeah, another regular.
She left us a voicemail about it yesterday, too. Listen to this.
And for Am I the Jerk today, Jameel, yes, he is completely a jerk. Disgusting. And two, I'm hurt that Destiny and I weren't invited. Okay, baby's crying. Bye.
The baby was hurt, too. That's why the baby started crying.
She dropped the bomb, and then she walked away. She went, you didn't invite me. Oh, wow. Gotta go. Bye.
No chance to rebuttal.
Gotta
huh?
go. And then we have a few more on here. Oh, yeah. Let
so
me go
many.
Down. There's so many voice messages. Listen to this one. If you were listening yesterday, you might know what this one is referring to. Listen to this.
Thank you, guys. Morning. But what the heck is Big Back? I consider myself pretty up on the slang, but what does Big Back mean?
You guys were saying Thank Big you, Back bye. Yesterday.
Saying that you Jameel, saying for Am I the Jerk, he got Big Back energy.
And we played this later in the show, but for those that missed it.
I sang the Big Back song. Big Back, Big Back. I didn't realize y'all hadn't heard the song.
No. Well, some people had. Some people had. They,
some people
they,
got the reference.
They picked up on the reference.
Just listen.
Which
two
was
seconds.
Dora the Explorer.
Two seconds.
I got you. This is. Oh, there we go. Go, DZ.
Big Back, Big Back. Big Back, Big Back.
It's all clicking now.
Got my big back loaded up with snacks and different foods.
What?
Squeeze into this tiny shirt.
Got no room. Big Back, Big Back. Yeah, that's big. That's the Big Back song.
Thank you. Because Sam in Lisbon was like, I feel like I'm up to date on the slang, but what is Big Back? So
Big Back is a new way to call somebody bigger than most or bigger than some.
But you sang the actual song, the Dora the Explorer in the background. So it's all coming together now. Thank you for the. This has been your explanation of slang, everybody.
Full circle. There's a song to it in there, Dave.
All right. Are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
I suppose so. It's about that time, ain't it?
And then after that, we've got our last set of tickets to hang out with Peter Billingsley.
Ralphie!
From The Christmas Story. So, Am I the Jerk involves somebody on this show.
And a
celebrity. And a very famous celebrity.
Uh-oh, no. No, is this one?
It's this one, dude.
Uh-oh.
Yes, you're in trouble. Go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is DZ the jerk? Yes. End of discussion. It's been a great Am I the Jerk today.
Hey,
thank you.
Chill. Give me a second.
Fine. Well, you're the one who thought this would be. You know what? When somebody's being really immature at work, this is what we're talking about. DZ.
I've
was
never
being,
had this. Nope.
Shut
no,
up. You're the
about.
Problem here. You're the reason that we're on here today.
Fine.
DZ is the jerk, everybody. And let me tell you why. You do you want to go first or do you want me to go
don't
first?
Don't set the people up with saying DZ is the jerk and let me tell you why. No.
Okay.
No. This is Am I the Jerk and the people decide.
There is something that is so obnoxious and rude, and it is called turning off the lights when you run out of a room on people. My kids do it to each other, and they think it's hysterical. I think it is so childish and juvenile.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So I am on, you guys, if you're listening to the show, you're familiar with this day when I was on a Zoom call with Mason Crosby from the Green Bay Packers.
You know, and legendary kicker or whatever.
It was like only four of us on this call, by the way. It's me, Mason Crosby, Russell Nicolay.
You know the beard. Yes, him.
Yes, Nicolay Law. Our hard pants.
Hard pants, our boss. Boss.
Our boss, who we call hard pants because he wears hard pants and no fun pants. Hard pants was in there. And one guy from our sports station.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
it was a small meeting.
It was a small Zoom,
it wasn't
y'all.
A big Zoom, no. It was a private Zoom. That's why I was.
And Russell's assistant. Sorry, one more. So there's one other female.
That's
on
why
there.
I was leaving.
But she was just chilling.
It wasn't a meeting for me.
It had nothing to do
nope.
with you.
Nope, so I was
so
gone.
I was going to be on this call because Mason Crosby's on our sports station. We had stuff to talk about. And as DZ, I get on the Zoom. room. I sign in. I say, hi, good morning, Mason. Good morning, Russell. And what does DZ do, everybody?
On my way out, I cut the lights off.
I hate you. And I was on a Zoom. I hate you so much. So I'm literally like, hi. They have no idea DZ's in the background. And then you're like, click. And he runs, you guys. He doesn't come back. He runs. And then he comes over. Yeah, whatever. He comes over and he waves at me through the window like, ha-ha! And I was like, I hate you so much right now. DZ, what the hell? Explain yourself.
You're leaving the key feature out.
Oh, not that you turned off the lights in the middle of my meeting and ran out the door? What?
Well, you're progressing because it was the very start of the meeting. Y'all had just said hello. I cut the lights off, and I cut them immediately back on.
And I didn't, and I was just, yes, you jerk.
And then I did run around and do the
through the window. And I was like, and then I'm trying to go, dang it. But I can't even explain to them what's going on because they would have been so lost in the, oh, it's just like
my coworker clowning.
It's literally turning off the lights on me like we're five because that's what we do to each other, but you don't normally get to see it. So thanks for nothing, DZ.
I'm sorry.
I forgot about it. I was going to let it go till you brought it up.
I just.
You go, remember when I turned off the lights on you at the beginning of your meeting and then I ran out of the room? I wish Owen and Hudson were here because they're the only defense you'd have right now.
Hold on now.
So immature.
I turned the lights back on.
I did turn the lights back on.
Oh, I
didn't remember that because I was too traumatized. I was too traumatized by the lights off on my big meeting call. You're lucky I still have a job.
Yeah, almost got Allie fired.
Listen, I'm kidding, obviously.
Listen,
be real.
It was the fact that we work at a radio station.
Yeah.
We are clowns.
Oh, all the time.
I'm assuming
Not hard pants,
no,
though.
Yeah, no. And the fact that it was Mason
and hard
Crosby.
Pants was excited. Mason Crosby was on the call, and I'm sitting over here like, damn it, DZ.
Come on. I will say what it is, a big client, that is Nicolette.
I hate you so much.
So was it childish? Yes.
What do you mean? That's not even you have to ask that question?
Am I a child?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you 31?
Do I take it back? No.
You know what?
I'm a child.
Those are fighting words.
You can call me Giannis. I got kids. I got to stay happy out here. I got to bounce with it. I got to have fun in life. And I'll turn the lights on you off and on again if I want to.
I have kids too. And now I'm going to train them to screw you when we're at your house next time. I'm going to be like, you turn off every light. In fact, hand Sammy the cream cheese out of the fridge.
Wait, I'm gonna show.
You know what?
Now we're getting the kids involved.
Yeah, we are. I'm gonna show up with a whole thing of Betty Crocker icing and be like, here you go, Sammy. Here's a spoon. Have at it.
Guess who's babysitting? Guess who's babysitting?
I'm taking you down. I'm gonna give your kids sugar right before bedtime just to fight you on this one.
I'm obviously not the jerk.
You're the jerk. Who turns off the lights on somebody right when they're starting a professional meeting? You're the jerk. Listen, and as much as I got railed for wearing sweatpants to a meeting with hard pants, you guys better support me on this one because you guys were the ones who said, Ellie, you're so unprofessional. Show up and care. Wear pants to your meetings.
What?
So don't come in now on Am I the Jerk and come at me and say, it's just fun and immature. Well, then you should have said it when I wore sweatpants to the meeting with hard pants.
No. This is a virtual, not an in-person. You were on a Zoom. It creates different sets of rules, and I did the light flicker. I didn't even leave the lights off. I turned them off and on, and you went about your day and your meeting like nothing even happened.
Oh, now you're minimizing it?
No, you're maximizing it. Allie, you're maximizing
it. DZ's a liar. Somebody said, oh my God, he said what I said. I don't know what you said. Let me see here. It says, DZ is Giannis and Allie is Jaylen Brown, if you get this reference. If you know, you know.
Calling me a child and I'm saying, yeah, what about it?
Carl from Indy texted in. He said, insert singing, not the jerk, not the jerk. DZ is not the jerk. Forget you, Carl.
Not the jerk.
Bella said, DZ, that's hilarious and immature and totally something I would do to my coworker. You know what, Bella? Forget you too. Not the jerk. Jordan and Waukesha, not the jerk. You know what? Maybe I'm just going to leave on Friday at 7:30 because you know what? I'd like to end this day anyway. Can I leave?
No.
Do the show alone. You know, I don't need this in my life. I got enough problems. I got him turning off the lights when we're in a meeting. I don't need this.
We still got to take calls and texts. What you talking about?
Whoever texted in fight, fight, fight. Okay.
Hey, I'm down.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Amy in Muskego texted in and said, hey, don't make me pull this car over. Fight nice, jerk.
don't make me pull this car over.
Dominique in Milwaukee said, 100% not the jerk. People need to have more fun at work and lighthearted pranks are great. You need to hit hard pants with some pranks too. Hard pants is our boss, you guys, because he wears hard pants. Get it?
Don't get me started on pranking our boss.
Somebody said, he's a big back jerk.
Hey, hold on. Now you're just getting mean.
And then somebody else said, DC seems to be in the hot seat a lot lately.
What is up with that, man? I would thank you for acknowledging that. I didn't want to be...
The point is, I'm on a Zoom call the other day, and I wouldn't normally name drop, but it's imperative to the story in a state like Wisconsin. I was on a call with Mason Crosby. How could I not put that part in, right?
And Russell Nicolay.
Let's be real. Because Mason's on our sports station. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, so we're on this call, and if you missed it, DZ knew I was getting on the Zoom with them, and as soon as I got on, he turned off the lights and left the room. I'm like, you jerk! And then he turned him back on and waved and laughed on the other side. But
was I a little jealous because I wasn't getting to meet Mason and Russell Nicolay? Maybe. Did I turn him off to be a little petty? Possibly. Did I turn him back on? Yeah.
You're not allowed to come to the Packer Zooms, and you know why.
Why?
Because you're a Bears fan.
Well, maybe that's also why I turned the lights off.
You know what? Now's another reason you're a jerk. Here's another. You know what? Screw you. I hate you so much.
And we playing.
Now it's on.
Big weekend.
Now it's on. Let's go to Anna in Milwaukee this morning. One of our regulars. I have not fixed the phones, even though I tried.
Sure.
I tried.
Good morning.
Morning, Anna.
All right, Anna. Just be honest. We can take it.
Okay.
Be honest.
Well, I'm going to say not the jerk. I actually think it was funny. He turned it back on for you.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
And he waved. But he is a jerk for being a Bears fan.
Oh,
oh, thank you, Anna. So we see you. She was going to come save you until she found out. Just because you grew up in Gurnee doesn't mean you don't have to cross over. You know what? You're in Wisconsin now, my guy. you better come over here.
Wait, man, listen, with the state of how things is going, I might be shopping.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, Anna, in conclusion, you say, not the jerk for turning the lights up, but he is a jerk for being a Bears fan. Say less.
Whatever.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Say less.
Bye, Anna.
Bye, Anna.
Have a good day.
All right, let's go to Trish in Waukesha. Hi, Trish.
Morning, Trish.
Hey.
All right.
Welcome to Am I the Jerk. Is DZ the jerk for turning off the lights and when I started a meeting?
No, he's not the jerk.
Forget you. He's having fun.
Listen to Trish.
Well,
he's having fun.
You're not the one in a professional setting, are you now?
No, I wasn't the one in a very important meeting. Yeah. And I knew it was a very important meeting. I'm not going to lie to you.
Which just shows how much of how really we are clowns in real life, because there we were in an important meeting and he's still clowning me.
And I told myself, work is always work too. And I told myself, don't do it. And I did it. And I don't regret it.
Oh my God.
I did it.
You know what? The fact that when you say I don't regret it, jerk, that's it.
Oops. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
Mm. Well, Trish is holding me down.
Somebody said, oh, Sarah.
I got you.
Whatever.
Appreciate
Trish.
You,
goodbye.
Trish. Bye. Have a great day.
If I could hang up, I would.
We'll talk to you later.
No, we won't. Bye, Trish.
Why'd you hang up on Trish?
You did, not me. Sarah's in Milwaukee. She said, not you two fighting like work husband and wife. LOL, not the jerk. I think they would expect nothing less of you two. Listen, I am not going to fight him because Erin will fight him for me if I call her.
That's actually very true.
Your real wife will fight you.
She's threatened to do it already for you.
Erin, hold on. Text coming.
Oh, Lord.
I figured out how to really get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Get you in trouble with your wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the perfect comeback at you.
Because I could care less about bosses yelling at
hard
me.
Hard pants is gonna let not gonna
wife
care.
Boss yelling at me?
Oh, it's on.
All right, Janine's in West Dallas since we're she's gonna be the tiebreaker now.
What tiebreaker?
Didn't we have a jerk and a not the jerk?
Who? Where?
Anna said jerk.
I'm holding a broom in my hand
you
right
wish.
Now.
Anna said jerk. Steven Twin Lake said those intrusive thoughts really got him.
They did.
Oh, you had to do it.
I had to do it. Intrusive intrusivity won.
Good morning, Janine. Hi, Janine.
Good morning.
Janine, it's Allie.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Janine,
Hey, Janine, it's also DZ. Hello.
Janine, hi.
Hey, Janine.
Hi.
Hey, who's your favorite on the show, Janine? Janine.
I love you both.
No, Janine. Pick a favorite.
You're both my favorite. And DZ, that was so, so very clever and so, so hilarious and funny. However.
Oh.
However, yes. Not in a professional setting or professional business meeting.
Ow.
So, sorry, not sorry. You are the jerk on this one.
Oh, took the broom right out my hands. No.
Yes.
I almost had the sweep.
The sky has opened. Hard Pants just emailed me and said it's cool. No, he didn't.
close, but no cigar.
Wow. So, okay. Wow, Janine, fine. You had to come save Allie. Whatever.
Somebody texted in. Listen to this one. Katie in Milwaukee said, DZ, you're the jerk. I understand that you're a Bears fan and probably are acting out because they suck and Crosby's the GOAT, but
true,
you
true.
Still have to play nice.
All true statements. All true statements.
Katie.
You're not wrong.
Thank you, Katie.
But it's definitely something I would have done too, DZ.
Oh, so you would have been the jerk with me, Janine.
I would have been the jerk with you, though.
Okay. Well,
I'd have been laughing.
At
yep.
least you backing me up. Thank
Janine, you.
You
know,
I got your back.
Janine, who, you know who the Packers are playing on Sunday?
Huh?
The Bears.
Ha!
So, the Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck.
Bye, Janine. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Janine.
Why you gotta antagonize me like that? Don't make me cut these lights off on the next meeting.
I finally figured out how to antagonize you back. It's sports.
Sports and my wife.
Bears, yeah.
Sports and my wife.
I don't even need Aaron anymore. It's the Bears still suck. That's making you cringe, isn't it? It's
whatever.
Killing you, isn't it?
Ooh, I just want to hit a song.
Now
so
it's
bad.
On. Now it's on. You do want to hit a song, but too bad.
Hey.
Actually, you got to hit a song because we got to give away tickets, and then we got to get to Dumpster Fire. Because somebody texted in and said, don't you dare leave before Dumpster Fire, Allie, when I said I was walking out.
See, people are invested up in this one.
All right, let's give away these tickets to hang out. Last pair with Ralphie from The Christmas Story.
Peter Billingsley, y'all.
Yes, 414-533-1037. Caller 28, you're going to go hang out with him because he's going to be in town on December 28th, right after Christmas. You're going to go watch A Christmas Story with him at the Pabst Theater. Good luck, caller 28. How ironic. Hot to go. Chapel Row on 103.7 KISS FM. We're giving away our last set of tickets to watch A Christmas Story at the Pabst Theater on December 28th with Peter Billingsley, who is Ralphie.
Mr. Ralphie.
Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
John's on the phone in Racine. Let's talk to him.
Oh, good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Morning, good morning.
Hi.
What you up to? What you up to this morning, man?
Oh, I'm just on my way to work.
Boo.
Where do you work? We're nosy.
Uh-huh.
What was that?
Where do you work? Jinx.
We're nosy.
Where do I work?
Yeah.
I'm not going to disclose that, but I work on cars.
Oh,
so
that's
we'll leave
fair.
It at that.
Ah. Enough said. It's fine if you don't want to say. As long as I know what you do, now I feel like I know more about you.
This is
so
John, our car guy.
John, our car guy. All right, John.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, are you a fan of A Christmas Story?
I love Christmas. I'm not going to say I particularly love Christmas Story more than anything, but like I love Christmas in general. Everything Christmas,
well,
you know?
Thanks for calling. It's nice. I'm kidding, John.
Yeah.
John!
You're going. But no, what a way to watch a movie, man.
Yeah.
And it's going to become a favorite after you watch it with Peter Billingsley.
Well, and we've watched it on repeat every year of our life. Let's not lie. It's been on. It's the only movie that they play nonstop all day long on Christmas.
I can guarantee you, even if you've never seen the full movie through and through, you've seen enough parts at random parts of the Christmas season throughout the years that you've seen the whole movie.
Like, you know about, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yep.
You know about the tongue on the pole.
You know about the leg lamp.
Exactly.
You know about the layers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know about the glasses.
You know about Ralphie in the snowsuit.
Yep.
Yeah, you know it all.
Yep.
So,
you know it all.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now you got it all, and you're going to get to see it all with Peter Billingsley himself.
Yes,
sir.
Have a great time on the 28th at Pabst Theater. Okay, John?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, now get to work.
Somebody will be in touch. Have a great day.
All
right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Woosah. All right.
It's busy.
So, it is very busy, and I woke up last Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I went to bed like a very good girl. I did not go out.
Okay.
No, wait, I did go out. I was at Santino's birthday party. Never mind.
I was going to say liar, but okay.
Okay, wait, that was a lie. Okay, I was out last Saturday, and I went home at a reasonable hour because I had my children. How's that?
There you go.
So, I got home at a reasonable hour. I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up on Sunday morning with a text.
What kind of text?
A 1 a.m. text.
A what you up text or hey, big head? Text or
do you want me to tell you now?
Oh, I mean, we gotta do first things first.
Fine, hit it. Let's dumpster fire. Let's go.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
So you know, last week I told you I'd gone on two dates with Tall, Dark, and Handsome.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of a flake.
I mean, it
with all due respect, we know he's not dating anybody else because we know his family. The guy just doesn't want to make any effort. I don't think he's ready, and I'm not going to push it.
Yeah.
Because I don't care enough. Like, we're not invested.
It was very recent that y'all had, like, really kind of linked up.
He just got divorced. We went on two dates, mm-hmm. and the second one I was a little underwhelmed, and I think he's just not ready. I think he's going to be great for somebody in a few years, maybe
whoever somebody else is. Yeah.
But right now, it's not vibing. So I think he and I just kind of never talked again.
Does it feel like mutually done?
Yeah, because at one point I said, should I reach out to him? And my friend's like, no.
Where'd y'all leave?
He can stand up. Like, he can do this. We had been talking about how I said I was underwhelmed by the date. And he goes, are you serious? And I go, yeah. And then we started. And I said, I'd love to talk to you more about this. I'm about to go into yoga. True story. And then I never wrote him again. But he didn't either. But he's watching my story. So I'm like, we both know the other one's here.
Mm-hmm,
and she goes, and I said, should I just reach back out since I said, let's talk more about this later? And she goes, no, he can step up and he can text. And I said, you're right. This is the guy.
You could open up a conversation.
He just doesn't care. And I'm underwhelmed because if I'm going to date someone, I want to at least like them.
You kind of have to.
You know, it's like,
that's one of the most important things in dating somebody is liking them.
It just shows that looks and money are never enough, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
It doesn't matter.
I hear it.
Right? So.
Well, not for everybody.
Well, that for some people it matters, but then, you know, whatever. So, but listen. So then I go, whatever. I'm just going to coast until my surgery because I'm having skin removal. We talked about this.
Right.
December 17th.
Coming up.
So as I'm minding my own business, I go out on Saturday night to Santino and Sheboygan's birthday party. You've heard lots about it on this show.
We have.
And I went home at a reasonable hour because I had the boys.
Went to bed.
Went to bed at like 10:30, 11 maybe.
Very reasonable.
Yeah.
Woke up the next morning.
To a 1 a.m. text.
You ain't even get it overnight. You woke up to it the next morning.
It was 12:58 a.m. I can tell you exactly.
The 1 a.m. text.
It was the most, of all the people I thought I'd hear from at 1 a.m. Like, if I'm going to get a booty call, this guy, honestly.
Not the one you would have thrown your dart at?
Not even on the planet.
Wow.
Not even on the planet. Okay, so.
Who, bro?
Do you remember?
Spill the beans.
I know, right? Let me pull. Do you remember last, you ready for this? October, a year ago.
No, I don't remember October.
I went out with this guy. I met this guy online. He was tall. He was a character. He was funny. I don't think we ever gave him a name, but he was really blunt like me, and he annoyed me. We went out to dinner and like to have pizza, and he said, do you want to go to the movies? And I was like, no. And he was like, so you want to go to the movies? And I was like, no. And I said, this guy doesn't listen.
I remember this guy. Yeah, because you were like,
he was a character.
We're so similar. We're too similar.
We're too much alike.
Yeah, yeah.
We're too both much blunt and obnoxious, and like the two of us are probably funny
to
watch.
You said he was loud too, right?
He's loud like me. Yep. So that
loud like me.
So at first it was funny, and then we went on like three dates, and it was like a whirlwind of like a week, and then I got uncomfortable, and then he stopped. He was a little too reactive for me. I think you and I
was kind
of, that you said he's too reactive for you, and not reactive in a dangerous way, but in a whoa, because I like knocked something over, and he was like whoa.
I remember, and he yelled, and then you reacted,
and then which is funny because I'm a loud person, but you know me, and you know I don't do well with reacting. People, right? It scares me because I grew up with it. I'm nuts because it's my dad.
I remember thinking you guys are too similar.
We're too similar.
Y'all are too much alike. And in a lot of senses, opposites attract. And not to say you can't date somebody that's like you.
Yeah.
But I can see how it could become weird.
Right. But he was also nice and cool. It was just that it was just so weird. But
what was the end of that? Did you guys just ghost each other?
No, I ghosted him because I said I was uncomfortable. Like I wasn't happy. And he goes, well, because I had to go back and look because he's the one who texted a year later at 1 a.m. I had to go back and look and see how we ended it from our texts. And I was like, oh, that's what happened, which I'll tell you next.
Oh, dog, you are something else.
Because when I went back, I went, oh, and then I went, wait. And I had all these thoughts and I went, wait.
We're waiting a lot.
Yeah, okay. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
You better tell me what happened.
I'll tell you next how we ended and why I was so surprised to get this out of nowhere. And then you tell me what you think I should do with it.
Okay, did you respond back?
I'll tell you next.
Is Will laugh? Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Where did we leave off?
We left off with you telling us about what happened, bro. What do you mean, where we lost? You got a text from an ex trying to be the next, and where are we? Go.
Uh-huh. So he messaged me at 12:58 a.m. and said, hey, what's cracking?
Right. Booty call.
Booty call.
Auto 1 a.m.
A year after we dated, and I have not talked to this guy in a year, so I looked back at our text because you asked how we left off.
Yeah.
So we were hot and heavy for a week and a half.
And then realized we're too similar.
And then I got annoyed, and then we had an issue when I made him dinner one night, and I left, and I can see on our texts he checked in and he's like, hey, let me know. And I'm like, let you know what? This is a year ago.
Okay.
And he said, whether our problems are big or you want to reset. And I never replied. I ghosted him.
Wait a second.
I'm such a jerk. I ghosted him. And then he checked in a couple more times and said, well, I appreciate the time we have. Take care. So that was last October. So I ghosted him. Now can we reset?
I wouldn't say that's a ghost. I think that's a closure and like, hey.
He wrote me a bunch of times and I never responded, DC. I could have given him a little more respect.
I thought you responded a little more than that.
No, I didn't. I was totally disrespectful. So my point is, this is where I was going. Last fall, I was jacked up. I was heartbroken from the summer.
Sure.
I was struggling with all the stuff. And this was one of the first people I met. And I was trying too hard, I think. And
follow.
I wasn't ready.
I follow.
So then I saw this at 1 a.m. and I go, maybe I should reach back out to this guy, actually. Like, maybe I just wasn't in a place last year where I could receive or date him. And I was looking for anything to be wrong because I was truly on the back of a heartbreak. You know what I mean?
And they were too similar, so it might have been overwhelming. And with the energy that you had just been receiving to the energy that is reflective of your own, it might have been like, whoa, 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 I got to slow down. Hold on. You're doing too much, my guy.
Yeah.
Maybe. Think about it, bro. I'm like, well, maybe, yeah, because if you're arguably heartbroken and somebody is trying to progress along.
And I can't move.
And
with
you can't
them.
And you're yeah. and yeah, you're kind of cemented in, if you will, for lack of a better way to explain it. Yeah. Somebody trying to go, hey, let's go to the movies. Hey, let's go to this. When normally you're like
no.
And that didn't feel like you.
Mm-mm.
You're normally more not saying go with the flow, but you're normally like, right.
Yo, I was
there. You were closed
off. So now I'm thinking that's exactly right.
You
last
were closed
October,
off.
October, November, I was probably closed. Off.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I'm agreeing with that.
And you see, he was actually being very mature how many times he reached out and was like, let me know if we can work through this. And I just ignored him. Like,
and
I was not there.
By no means is it
there.
Ever like a, hey, girl.
No.
Like, no, it's always like, hey, how are you?
He's never disrespectful.
No disrespect. And he even ended the last interaction y'all had with one of the most respectful things I've heard.
Well, I appreciate the time we did have. Take care. That was October 29th, 2023.
And read the one even before that, because that's the one that I'm talking about when he said,
good night, let me know. And I say, let me know what?
If
I said,
we need to reset.
He said, whether the problems are big or you want to reset. That was the night I was turned off and I left his house. And then he was like, do you want to reset? And I was like, nope. But we could have because we'd known each other for like a week and a half. But I was like, I can't do this.
That means he was open to working through that.
I know, which is huge.
In a very mature manner, which is, I feel unheard of in a
lot of
people.
I do remember, though, he had no kids, which is not a huge red flag, but it's something I struggle with if somebody doesn't. I like people that have kids because we have more in common.
There's no commonality there.
And him and I remember that was the only thing was he didn't have kids. He was more of like a bachelor in his late 30s.
And he won't understand what it is when, sick kids.
He was open to having stepkids, but it wasn't, stop it, knock it off.
You said having what?
Okay,
man?
So wait a second, DZ. So let's say I reach out to this guy from last fall that we never even gave a name to.
Yeah, he literally never got a name.
He texted me though. He didn't text me and say, let's go out again. He texted me at 1 a.m.
It was kind of a booty
call. This is a booty call a year later. So is this, even though he was respectful at the end of us dating last year, this is not a can I take you out? This is a booty call, right? And I get that.
I do understand with the time of when he sent it, the day that it was in the middle of a weekend, chances are he was out and about.
Of course he was out.
Right?
He's a bachelor.
Right?
Of course he was out on a Saturday night with no kids. Yeah.
That means he was thinking of you. With how much he has checked in, maybe he hasn't stopped thinking of you, and he's just really being that much of a gentleman, giving you that respect. I'm trying to give this man way more credit than I know.
Why would he want to come back when I was so rude?
Because you're you.
Aw, TZ.
You're awesome. That's why.
Thanks.
I'm going to gas you up. No,
but I totally ghosted the guy.
You did ghost the guy.
He doesn't deserve, I wouldn't come back if
he doesn't deserve something
like
that, bro.
You know what? Screw you. Now I feel bad.
At least text him and apologize.
No, it's a year later. That's weird. I'm going to text him a week later after he booty called me? No, I'm not doing that either.
Fair.
Let me go to the text. Hold on. Let me see what the listeners think. Dang. Well, that's interesting. Ric Flair? We didn't name him Ric Flair. No.
We're talking about Nature Boy.
I don't think we gave him a name last
year. They're mixing people up. Nope.
Because even I tried to remember, what did we call this guy? I don't think we called him anything.
Man, I'm wondering if it was or wasn't a booty call. Because he really didn't say too much.
It was, hey, what's cracking at 1 a.m.?
Then, yeah, that might not be his vernacular.
Well, and my thought was, okay, like, I'm on Hinge, but I never go on it. I've even said I should just delete at this point because I don't care about dating right now. And so then I thought, well, sometimes people pop up on. I might have just popped up.
Oh, when he saw it. And he was like, oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, Allie, she's still single.
I know her,
It's 1 a.m. I'll hit her up.
See what she's up. Maybe she's out.
That crossed. Somebody said, give him a name. I don't know what to name him.
I want to call him back in action because I'm telling you to hit him up.
And it's been a week and I haven't. So I don't know if he's going to be back in action.
I want to call him back in action because I want you to hit him up.
Here's my fear. What if I hit him back and he gets on my nerves again? And then I feel bad.
Then it's done.
Then I'm like, I knew this. Dude.
If you're open to even pause, let me ask you, would you be open to even remotely seeing this guy again?
Sure.
Sure?
Yeah, because I couldn't even remember. I was like, what the hell happened? And then I started thinking, I'm like, maybe I was just in a bad spot.
And that's what I'm hearing. And honestly, I would say without even questioning that you're in a much better place now.
Somebody said he sounds like a serial killer. Great. And now I'm turned off. Somebody said, call him Reset. I think that was a very mature thing for him to ask. Yeah, a year ago.
I either like calling him Reset or somebody said call him Booty Call Bob. I like Booty Call Bob too.
I could see that.
Booty Call Bob.
Booty Call Bob.
Booty Call Bob.
BCB.
BCB. Booty Call Bob. I like Booty Call Bob. All right, well, I think you should hit Booty Call Bob back up.
Somebody said, girl, that is not a reason to not date him or get that booty. He shall be named Mr. Can't Get Allie Out of His Head. Okay, now
we added names.
Now, how about Mr. I Want to Get Laid at 1 a.m.? You guys are giving this. You're giving.
That's
me.
Mr. All Men on Earth. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what time it is.
Too much credit here, you guys, saying he's in love with me when he sent me a booty call. Like, let's chill out for a second, guys.
Hey, listen. You're the one that was talking about stepkids and that he was open to it. So excuse us for leading into the conversation you led us into.
Listen, my friend just texted me. She said he tried the nice guy act, but you disrespected him. So now he's trying to disrespect you. And
it's weird when men get like negated.
What do you mean?
It creates this weird chemical reaction that you just kind of like are more attracted. I don't know.
You're saying because I turned him down, he
might be thinking of you more. Yeah.
My sister said, tell DZ that was a damn booty call.
It was? I believe
it. We know that, Penny.
Why you think I agree with Booty Call Bob?
She's saying don't put anything into this because that's all it was. She's saying don't even reply. She's saying don't even.
Oh, Big Sis is coming in.
Penny's saying don't think that he wants you. Just think it was a booty call.
I got it. Big Sis is telling little brother back down. Got it. Okay.
You know what? I find that rude though, Penny. You don't think I'm good enough? We were both very busy yesterday, but our events were nothing alike.
Nothing alike.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Wepa.
Ah, buenos dias. We made it to Friday.
We here. We here. Yes.
It was a big week.
Mm-hmm.
Your son turned one.
Crazy.
I cannot believe Danison is now 1 year old. He turned one on November 13th.
Our youngest is one.
And you were not at a bar like me last night.
I was not.
I was hosting. This is amazing. Bags or bingo for bags. Dude,
what?
Bingo for bags.
Like cornhole bags?
No, like designer bags.
Oh, like Birkin? Uh-huh. Like Coach? Like Louis? Like Louis Vuitton?
Chef's kiss to this fundraiser for Gals on the Go Project. They do great things for kids and adolescents and mental health. But they had a fundraiser and I emceed it and it was called Bingo for Bags. And if you won, they did 12 rounds of bingo. And if you won a round, you got to pick from the designer bags. And there was a whole plethora. So you'd win and you'd run down and the women would be like, oh my God. And then she'd pick the Kate Spade and the next one picked the Coach. And then
of course,
until they all went away. And then you were like, oh, this is so fun. So I was hosting that last night until I didn't get home. I was out on Okachi Lake at Smoke on the Water. I was out there, boy.
For a minute. Yo, that's a drive, there. Dog. So what's that from you? What, 40?
30 now? Minutes, 30? Probably.
Okay.
Because I'm on the west side. I'm in Waukesha County.
I was
going
to say, it would have taken me an hour to get out there.
You would have been there, yeah. But I was out there, and it was a great fundraiser. But I was at a bar with a bunch of women playing bingo for bags. And you were not at a bar.
I was not.
You were doing kids stuff.
Doing a whole lot of kids stuff. Well, mm-hmm. I did get my workout, and we got our workout on yesterday, obviously. Oh. Worked out. I was at a different bar. I was at the gym bar lifting weights.
Didn't even mention that you and I saw each other at Princeton Club yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is another funny story for another day.
Competing forces because we got some ideas. We got a competition to get to, Allie. A gym competition. We're going to get there.
I thought you were going to talk about Danny, but if you want to talk about how I'm going to take you down at the gym, it's
no,
on.
No, no. Oh, no, no, no. That's another conversation for another time because we got a mission for that, and we got to make a whole thing out of that. I will tell you about Danny because after I hoofed it over to go pick up the boys because we had our one-year appointment with him, official one-year appointment with Danny, man.
I can't believe he's one.
One. So
it's crazy.
We had to go. Obviously, I had to go get the boys from daycare.
Yeah.
Take them home real quick, feed them lunch, try to put them down for a nap, fail miserably.
You literally are living my life 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm watching you.
You know the moves.
The same schedule. Nobody else has ever had kids like me and took care of them. That sounds horrible. But nobody on the show has had kids and actually taken care of them all day like we do.
Yeah.
And you and I both leave, and we would leave, and I remember going to get my kids and picking them up and taking care of them the rest of the day, and you're like exhausted.
If I'm not working a Bucks game as an in-game host, I'm going to get my kids, and we're going home, and I'm taking care of them.
Our jobs give us the ability to be with our kids a lot.
Blessed.
Which is a great thing and a bad thing all at once.
A blessing and a curse all at once.
Amen. So anyway, so you take Danny to his first appointment.
Take Danny. Erin meets us there. Yeah. Obviously, she's still getting off work, so she gets there a little bit later.
Yeah.
We go through our appointment. He's tracking great. His weight is good. Even after having been under the weather last week, we were thinking he was going to be a couple pounds down.
No.
His eating was off. But he was good.
He was perfect.
Up in weight. He got a big head. Boy is 30 inches long. He is growing. People are saying, this man he's a big boy.
Yeah.
He's hefty. He's going to be good in size. I will say there is one thing that we didn't necessarily like.
What?
And it's not the shots. He got his 1 year vaccines.
Which sucks, but they're babies, so then they stop. Kids are resilient.
They bounce back. And he's bounced back. He barely felt that.
Same.
He's got this weird like rash on the back of his head.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. And it's not necessarily concerning because it's not like irritated or like raw, right? Like it's not like pussy. I don't want to make it nasty. We asked the doctor just because we shaved Danny's head a few weeks back.
Yeah.
The doctor said they think it's just sensitive skin rashes that can happen. So they made sure we were good to go with some cream to put on it. We're going to try it out. But that was our only concern with our kid. Yeah. Otherwise, buddy's good
totally
to go.
Totally healthy. You know what? I'm so happy for you and Erin because what you went through with Sammy was traumatic.
Yeah.
Like he was in the NICU. He came early. You always were worried about him. And so then you had Danny and it was like totally, I don't want to say normal, but normal, healthy experience having
arguably,
a baby. And you got sent home in a day like everybody else. You're like, whoa, hold on. What is this?
We stayed here 2 months last time.
Like last time you didn't leave with your baby.
No.
So you've actually had two totally different experiences with these kids.
We
you
have.
Know?
We
but
have.
I'm glad Danny has been so positive.
Yeah. And they honestly, they love him at the doctor's. They love our kids, man.
He's the cutest. And Sammy's so, your kids are the cutest.
And we've been going to the same doctor
so cute.
For all, you know, all 3 years now with Sammy, our oldest. Now Danny being one, we just felt it consistent. We're comfortable there.
Yep.
They're comfortable there.
And
they know us now. We're good.
One day, those doctors and nurses are going to be looking at Danny and Sammy, 11 and 13, like Owen and Hudson, and like mine, writing on the Facebook page going, I can't believe how big they are. And I'm like, yep, you were the first nurse. You know, like they remember.
Nurse Brittany literally was like, I remember when you, talking to Sammy, I remember when your parents first started bringing you little nugget self up in here. You were tiny and a baby, and look at you now. Mm. Oh my God. Bruh, shout out Oak Creek. Shout out Oak Creek Children's Pediatrics, bro. They be holding us down for real.
I go to Forest View, but same thing, Children's Hospital. Shout out.
Shout out them.
So anyway, so I'm glad it went really good.
Yes.
I'm glad that Danny's appointment was smooth. I am now going to tell you next, then, the story I have not told you on the air.
What?
I haven't even you know nothing about what happened yesterday.
No.
After I saw you. So yesterday, this whole week's been crazy. Danny had his first appointment or 1 year appointment. I was saying I hosted a fundraiser and we said we saw each other at the gym yesterday.
Yeah.
But you don't know what happened. The scene I made, you were gone already.
At the gym?
I've told
you. You made a scene at the gym?
Dude, when I talk about how embarrassed I was, DZ.
Bro, don't get us kicked out the Princeton Club. We love it there. You know this.
You're going to die. You missed it all. You missed I'm telling you, play a song.
You need to stop making scenes in public, Allie.
I'm trying not to be dramatic here, but I literally was mortified when I tell you what I did before I left the gym yesterday.
Oh,
you missed it all. all. You missed it all. Just wait. Okay, where were we? at least I gave you Outkast while you waited, okay? 103.7 Kiss FM, Ally and DZ.
All right.
So, I cannot believe I forgot to tell you this. I made such a scene yesterday at the Princeton Club, our gym. Okay. So DZ and I have to paint the picture because DZ knows nothing about this funny story. You know part of it, you don't know how it ends.
Right.
Yesterday, you and I both had appointments with our trainers at 11 a.m. Our personal trainers we meet with once a week at the Princeton Club.
Yes.
You go to Jeremy, I go to Sarah.
Big ups, Jeremy.
Big ups, Sarah. So I was like, oh, DZ, I normally go at noon, but I'm going at 11 today.
Today, my stuff got
I'll
moved.
See you there. So
I was like, bet. See you there, dog.
You and I were in meetings. We had all this stuff going on, and you and I raced out together and I got to the Princeton Club and I came in and I was like, what up? And I realized how loud we are.
We're loud.
It's so quiet there. And they're like, hey, Ally. I'm like, hey, ha! And I'm like laughing all the way down the stairs. People are turning and looking. And right as I turn the stairs, I hear you, what up? And I'm like, oh my God, DZ and I are the loudest people in public. Like, it's funny that we're on the radio because all you can hear is our voices. That place.
Yeah.
And I can hear you up the stairs. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
man,
talking
to
Elgin. Like, talking to Elgin at the front desk.
It's like, DZ and I are we are something else. We're the only people this loud in the gym, both of us together. And that just made me laugh. But that's not the funny story.
I've had people tell me that you are too loud to be here.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
We're loud.
We're loud.
So I go in and I stand there and wait for my trainer, who is always on time, always ahead of, you know, prepared always. And I'm like, where is Sarah? And Jeremy comes and gets you. You disappear. I'm like, she's not a stand me up kind of person.
Is she okay?
Is she okay? Yeah. I'm like, this is weird. So, and she had moved the time because she had something going on. So I'm like, she just asked me to come at 11. Like, something isn't right.
Mm-hmm. You're like, dang, let me hit her up.
What the heck? So I hit her up. Nothing. I hit her up again. Nothing. I'm like, something's wrong.
Yeah, you're getting worried.
So then I look, and you ready for this? This isn't even the story gets crazier. We're just ramping up, everybody. I look and I realize she moved me to 11 a.m. next Thursday, the 21st of November, everybody. Not the 14th. And by the way, I had been looking at the 21st of November all day on my calendar, which is why I was more confused than ever when the whole day came about. So I realize I'm there early. So I come in and see you and Jeremy and I go, whoops, I'm here early. And you go, you better get on a treadmill. And I go, screw that, I'm leaving.
At least hit the Stairmaster something. You went, nope, I'm going home.
I was like, I'm going to run home and I'm going to come back. I got 45 minutes, man.
And you went home.
And I went home.
And then came back and I was still working out.
You were still working out. So I come back at noon and I see you and I'm talking to you for a little bit. And then I go find my trainer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're never going to believe what just happened. Like, she's like, I saw your text. I go, dude, I'm a moron. I came the wrong day. I'm here now. Let's go.
Get the work in.
And she's like, sure. And she's like, hey, okay, you know, throw stuff down, start working out, get done. Get done at 1 p.m.
Yeah. About a nice little hour.
Say bye. This is where the scene ensues. You ready for this?
Lord.
You missed all this, DZ.
I'd been gone by then.
You're way gone.
Yeah.
So at the Princeton Club, I go into the locker room and I try to open my locker and it won't open. And I'm like, oh my God, all I have in there is my North Face like vest and my key to my car in my vest.
You barely anything in there. Just didn't want to carry it with you throughout the gym, which is a blessing to have them lockers for
sure.
So
I'm standing there going, am I at the wrong locker? Did I forget which one I use? I'm like, no, it's this locker and my code isn't working. So
it was one of the code ones?
It was, you have to put in a number.
Yeah, the number.
So
yeah.
There's this nice lady next to me and she goes, oh, there's a woman in the locker room. The locker room attendant can get a key. And I go, great.
Perfect.
So I go find the woman who's always in there cleaning. Mm-hmm, Thank God for her. And I go, this is so embarrassing. And she goes, yeah. I have to go upstairs and get a key.
To get the key and then come, because they got to sign it out, right.
So she comes down with the key and she goes, okay. And she unlocks it. She goes, is this the last combination? Because this is the last combination put in this locker. And I look and it says nothing remotely close to the number combination I use every time.
It wasn't 1234.
No, it was like 118. I go, that's not my combination.
That's not me.
That's not even close. And she goes, what? And I go, am I at the wrong locker?
That's not my ATM pin.
Seriously. I go, that's not it. And she's like, oh, really? And I'm like, that's not, where's my, and I'm like, hold on.
That's not your stuff?
And I'm like, am I at the wrong locker? Because I'm not worried about anybody taking my stuff.
No.
Now I'm going, am I at the wrong locker? Because when you go to the gym every day, and if you pick a different locker sometimes, you get confused when you come back on, it's like where you park at the mall and you can't remember where the hell you parked.
And then you're stuck in the labyrinth.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, And she's like, let me try. Is there a different one? And she's looking at me and she goes, can you write your name down? She thinks I'm...
She thinks you're trying to rob somebody.
Yeah. She's like, can you write your name down? Because I have to write down everyone I open lockers for. I go, sure.
I told you
she
they got to log
no it. Idea I'm Allie, I don't think. And I'm like, sure. Not that it matters. And I write it down. And so I'm sitting there and she's like, well, maybe a different one. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And then it hits me.
What?
This is what I get for leaving and coming back. This is what I got for leaving. When I came in at 11 a.m., I put my coat in the locker and then I left and I came back. And guess what happened when I came back at noon?
You didn't use a locker, did you?
My trainer, Sarah, goes, give me your coat. I'll throw it in my office. And I went back into the locker room for 20 minutes and I made these people go get a key. And I'm sitting there going, I don't understand.
This isn't my stuff.
This isn't my stuff. And I'm like, I put it in this locker. I don't. And
how did this happen? I guarantee you it was this locker.
And they're staring at me and it hits me. And I have to turn now and go,
you time traveled.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I go, my coat's in the trainer's office and I came at 11 and I left and then this is what I get for leaving.
And then you had to explain everything?
And then I had to explain that I had come and left and taken myself out of the locker and thought it,
dude.
If that was not karma for leaving the gym and coming back when I could have stayed for 30 minutes and just worked out a little extra, I thought the universe was like, Allie, that's what you get
that's
for being
get.
Lazy.
That's what you
there
get.
There was no reason you couldn't, mm-hmm. you needed to leave that gym.
Should have listened to DZ and hopped on the Stairmaster for at least a little bit.
I thought I'll go eat lunch. I didn't do any of that. I just screwed around. I went to Target. I'm like, da, da, da. Yeah, and then came back.
You went shopping. You literally left the Princeton Club and went across the street. I know exactly what you did. Oh, you hit Ross and Target and even thought about going inside Dunham's. Don't lie to me.
I cannot lie. I'm not going to lie on this show, dude. So do you not feel like that sweet karma for being lazy?
Ooh, you taste that? Nom, nom, nom. Karma.
I was so embarrassed. I mean, they spent like 20 minutes.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, this lady in the locker room must have been like, she's like, it happens all the time. I'm like,
it never
I find that hard to believe that people leave their coats in other rooms and make you open every locker in here. I wanted to die.
Mortified.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry, you missed a scene, DZ.
I'm glad I did. Yeah. I would have laughed.
So I embarrassed us. You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Princeton.
Sorry.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure.
the plug-in hybrid X5 commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4 charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.